Welcome to the Customer Mission Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Olson, and today we're going to talk about the biggest risk to your business is what you actually see coming. We're in flood season here in the Midwest. Waters are rising, but it's not like in the movies where a torrential flood sweeps across the landscape in seconds and people are running for their lives. It's actually quite uneventful. Temporary barriers get put up in the streets over the course of multiple days. Water starts to be visible in the grassy areas closest to the river, like a series of little splash pools. But within a couple weeks, standing water will be 10 feet or higher behind those barriers, covering multiple city blocks. In fact, our town saw a breach in those barriers, which caused the water to inundate 12 city blocks, businesses, residences, and people had to be rescued by boat. Floods are typically predictable. There are forecasts which discuss river levels and projections of where the water will rise to and over what period of time. No one dismisses these projections, and we always prepare accordingly. But these floods don't happen because there's a monsoon level rain in the area. It happens because of extensive snow hundreds of miles north of us. The snowpack depth and melting rate where the Mississippi River begins determines our level and timing of flood risk. While most companies don't have this type of clear correlation or prediction capability to determine what will impact their organization, each and every company has its own proverbial flood risk. While we often view risks in the form of technology, competition, talent, or products, the trickiest risk is that which moves slowly over a long period of time. One that you don't notice until the water has breached the wall. And even then, it seems like just a puddle that you don't really have to worry about. This type of risk is the most overlooked and usually is the result of companies having an overly tight vision of the world around them. They look at their past successes, often tied to a specific business model or organizational structure, and say, this works, let's keep doing it. They don't think about the snowpack in Minnesota. That's too far away. It won't impact us. Because they don't think about it, they don't change or prepare for the flood. In effect, examine what's changing in the customer landscape, including new ways of communicating, engaging, and serving, and act on it, but rather continue down the same path. The flood waters start to rise. They see ponding and high river levels, in effect, customer attrition and challenges in securing talent. But they believe this will pass. After all, it doesn't flood every time the river gets high. Then the water starts to get higher, starts to cover the street. Still, the belief is that the water will recede naturally and it won't reach the building. Then the roads become impassable. Water is coming into the ground floor and beginning to damage property. Sandbagging begins, in effect, scrambling to make organizational changes and reducing headcount. But it's now too late. It's either hope and pray for the waters to go down or get the lifeboats out. The point of this story is that the real threats to business are those that move slowly. They come from areas so far afield from your own business and industry that you don't consider them to be threats. You just move along day to day like everything's fine. Not until it's at your doorstep do you decide to act. Consider what your own flood risk is and whether you are actively working to mitigate that risk. More often than not, you're watching the floodwaters rise and you don't even know it. This has been Andrea Olson with the Customer Mission Podcast. Thank you for listening and look forward to having you back next time.